This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
To warn the radio stations and affiliates and what have you that I am having throat issues this week. It's the reason why we had to run a best of the other day. I was fine, and then suddenly I started having issues, and I'm still having them. If they continue, then I'll let you guys know so we can act accordingly. Anyway, lots going on. I'm going to do the best I can to deal with this stuff, but... And no need for well wishes and all that. I appreciate it. I know you guys feel for me when I'm not up to snuff. But we're going to try to deliver the best we can. Anyway, Biden's into his sixth week without a press conference. And I don't blame the leftists for keeping this guy under wraps. Because, wow. He is a walking, talking mound of mush. Wait until the State of the Union from this, Donald Trump gave it. It's CPAC. He gave the State of the Union. It isn't good. But let me tell you, when Biden has to speak in front of a group of people, it's not going to be good. I'm going to watch this despite, because I would never watch anything that he does, but I'm going to watch it because I want to see the state of his dementia. The stress of being a puppet. See, being a puppet's not all it's cracked up to be. Somebody just telling you what to do. It can be a lot worse than that. Because the stress of, what are they going to have me do now? Well, how am I going to get around this? See, Donald Trump didn't have that stress. He didn't have any stress because Donald Trump was very clear in what he wanted for this country. Joe Biden is not. What else we got? Texas opening up the spigot. I was in Florida, as you guys know, at CPAC. And let me tell you, opening up the country is so refreshing. I stayed in an area in Orlando, where there's a lot of hotels and restaurants and stuff. People walking, going in and out of restaurants. It was life as normal. I talked to a friend of mine that was at the event. I said, isn't this refreshing to see? She goes, it's amazing. And now Texas, Governor Abbott, one of my friends said, he saw the polls. And he said, you know what? I see what's happening with DeSantis. I also see the poll numbers for Gavin Newsom and what's going on with him and what's going on with Cuomo. I think I'm going to open up Texas. But not to be outdone. Mississippi did as well, but here's what Abbott said. It's time to open up Texas 100% and end the statewide mask order, citing declining hospitalizations across the state. And, of course, they're touting these vaccinations and et cetera. I don't know if that's the case, but March 10th, he's rescinded his old executive order, issued a new one that says, you're free to move about the country, Texans. And you know what's going to happen in Texas? Their economy is going to boom. To be clear, he says, COVID has not suddenly disappeared, but state mandates are no longer needed. Texas is in a far better position, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something, Governor Abbott, who we met. Nice guy. You didn't have to close Texas to begin with. I'm tired of the politicizing of things that don't need to be politicized, and that's what's happened. Public health experts and federal health officials said the move comes too early. That coronavirus still poses a grave danger. Not enough people vaccinated. See, the problem, the thing they're going to have with this is they're wanting to sell the vaccination. And they're trying to fudge the statistics as quickly as they can so they can make you believe that if you get this vaccination, man, everything will be good. We will have done it. Well, herd immunity is here. It's not about the vaccination. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said he was lifting the mask mandates effective today. Businesses in the state will be able to return to operating at full capacity. Here's what the statement reads. Starting tomorrow, we are lifting all of our country's county mask mandates, and businesses will be able to operate at full capacity without any state-imposed rules. Again, hospitalizations have plummeted, case numbers have plummeted, vaccines available. It is time. It's going to follow. They all have to follow. Now, they're going to be fighting against each other. Oh, well, if you did it, because the CDC, we've had a massive increase, we've had a decrease. Well, how can you do that when now you got old Captain Demento in charge? And if you say there's a mass increase, it's his fault. You can bet if Donald Trump were still sitting in the Oval Office, that would be the plot. How can they do it? There is no strategy for this. They want to credit Biden with helping the economy, but you can't credit him if the economy is not being helped. A rock and a hard place. Not our problem, though. It's their problem. And the problem will only get worse because the other economies are going to open up. Just a matter of time. You can't keep yourself closed down while everybody else is opening. You know, Texas and Mississippi and Florida have become the pretty girls at the prom, you know. But how they deal with this, there's going to be so many contradictions happening over the next couple of years. And they're happening quickly. By the way, I don't know if you saw the polling, but Joe Biden's over 60% approval. That's the new lie. Joe Biden, who limped into the presidency. Oh, yeah, I know. It is 82 million votes, right? He's got 60% approval. Over 60% according to the polls. And that's what they're going to sell you. But this is a guy that hasn't opened his mouth publicly in 6 weeks. And in the little bit that I have seen him, he hasn't disappointed. He's been typical Joe Biden. So let's see what happens. It's only going to get uglier, folks. Hey, lots to report. I don't know if we'll get to this story, but the Chinese have ruled that homosexuality is a mental disorder. I'm really anxious to see how Captain Demento handles this little political hot button. There's a lot more to talk about, too, folks. Glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit a free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got to tell you, I love this tweet by Kaya Jones, who's a friend of mine, part of the Pussycat Dolls or whatever their group was. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? You remember that song? There was a spinoff, I think it was dedicated to me, like, don't you wish your boyfriend was hot like Kevin? No? That one didn't come out? Anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Anyway, Kaya Jones said this: I just found out two places you can stay for free, out of my business and in your own lane. I love that. Touche, Kaya. Don't you wish your radio host was sexy like Kevin? Don't you? Come on, Ruth, tell him. Anyway, a lot to talk about today. Hey, guess what? No touring of the cages of the where the kids are being kept. You know, separated from their parents and all that good stuff. Why does Biden not want anybody to see that? He says it's because of the Wu flu. You could give those kids the Wu flu, or maybe you could get it because they're bringing it into the country. Mm-hmm. I also happen to see all the migrants wearing Biden, please let us in. Even they had the smarts enough to not put president. all these El Salvadorans, these Central American people walking up. They're at the border right now going, please let us in. Please, please, por favor, let us in. Yeah, Joe Biden's like, we're not going to let you in just yet. Give us a little bit of time. Here's what he says, in fact. We have that clip.
We are progressing every single day. I don't have a particular timeline, but all I can do is communicate both to the American public and to the individuals seeking protection that we are working around the clock 7 days a week to make that time frame as short as possible, but they need to wait. But they need to wait with a particular goal in mind. We are not saying don't come. We are saying don't come now because we will be able to deliver a safe and orderly process to them as quickly as possible.
Don't come now because it would be politically non-expedient for the Biden administration to be bringing in all these illegals. These people would be untested as far as the WHO flu is concerned, put out in general population. Can't have you doing that. Also, we have a few more things to shore up. Can't go letting in those illegals when you haven't quite gotten things where you need it to be. And that's where the leftists are. They're trying to pass these voter bills that won't let you clean up voter rolls, won't let you purge them, won't let you do all kinds of stuff. Because if they get that passed, the elections as we know it are done. They won't even need Dominion. Well, I don't know. They'll probably still need Dominion. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, they're not saying don't come. Just don't come now. It'll be safe and orderly later. In other words, the optics are too bad. And as far as going to see those kids down in the cages, they're in the same place where Obama put them, where Trump left them, and quite frankly, probably better living than what they left. But under Trump, they were cages. There's a meme going around that talks about the different things they call them. Under Obama, they were immigration detention centers. Trump put them in cages. And under Biden, they're calling them migrant child facility. Yeah, you notice that double standard that we continue to talk about? That's what it is. What else is in the news? We're just covering miscellaneous right now, folks. Miscellaneous. We got a $15 minimum wage that everybody's talking about. These are the things that were in my news feed and prepping for the show. $15 minimum wage. It's becoming mandatory. Wealth tax. Elizabeth Warren said, let's make it 2%, and then she went on and said, why not make it 20 on a certain amount of money that you make? Look, I have no love lost for the super wealthy, but I do know that if you've earned your money and you're paying your routine taxes, I think you've paid enough. And then the final thing, reparations by way of an executive order. I would love to see that happen. Reparations. Can you imagine the can of worms you open up when you say, come get your free money? You want to talk about divisive in a nation that has been built on the backs of every nationality, every race, creed, sexuality in the country, and you say, we're going to single out those that have this type of melanin in their skin, and you get to claim it. And what about the people that don't look black when they come to claim it? I'm anxious to see how it works out. Three things that have to do with giving away money that are going to completely disrupt this economy. $15 minimum wage. And you know who they have advertising this? When I saw the thing, it was Nancy Pelosi standing with four black women all over the age of 40 talking about a $15 minimum wage. Here's what I'd say to those ladies. What have you done with your lives? Why is it that you're looking for the government to bail you out of something that you should be able to do yourself? I get it. There are a lot of people that they get out of prison. They didn't have good parenting, whatever. But let me tell you something. If we aren't teaching people to be more self-sufficient and learn how to create more than a $15 an hour living for themselves, shame on us. And oh, by the way, $15 in New York ain't going to go very far. You get $15 minimum wage in Middle Georgia, Middle Tennessee, some little town in Texas, you're living large. $15 an hour in any place where Democrats are in large and in charge, these big cities, go live in Chicago with a $15 livable wage. Go live in New York. Go live in L.A. Go live in Baltimore. Anywhere. Go live there. Well, Kevin, is more than they made. Yeah, okay, great. So what's it going to do to everybody else? Who's going to get these jobs now? Would you hire a kid or would you hire somebody that's got a little more experience? Where are you going to get the base of people that understand hard work and they start at the bottom and work their way up? If you start people at $31,000 a year, and it doesn't end there because there's SG&A. All the stuff that goes that's attached, the matching funds, the health care, and all the other mandates that the Democrats want to put on employers that you cannot meet when you're a small employer. Let's just call this what it is. They want to drive the little guy out of business, and they want all the big companies to flourish. They don't want to tell you that, but that's what it would do. There's another bill floating around that won't let you have 1099 employees, meaning you can't hire contractors. You got to bring everybody on as an employee. That little companies can't afford that. They bring on contractors and they push pull. When they need them, they bring them on. When they don't, they say, go do something else. Democrats don't want that. They want to force your hand. Lots more to talk about, folks. Hang in there. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is taking up President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill today. The bill only with support from Democrats, as Republicans are not happy with the fact that there's a proposed $350 billion to bail out state and local governments. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst saying,
I think we might have a new name for this package that's come over. It's the Porky Partisan Pricey Pet Project Package.
Republicans can force some procedural delays by reading the bill out loud, but all indications are that Democrats have the votes for the bill to pass. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims have gone up a bit. The slight increase comes after the previous week saw unemployment claims fall to its lowest level since November. This is USA Radio News. The Democratic-led House passed H.R. 1 on a party-line vote. The legislation would abolish voter ID requirements, mandate the use of ballot drop boxes, provide taxpayer funding of elections, and allow partisan control of the now bipartisan Federal Election Commission. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, believes the Democrats are tone deaf.
The Democrats have just lost 15 seats, and in their phone call after the election, they said, stop talking about defunding the police. Well, how long did that last? Less than 2 months, they've already put it back on the floor. This is why Nancy Pelosi has done what she's done. She brought in proxy voting. She doesn't have people work, so she controls the power to move that socialist agenda through.
The L.A. County Sheriff's Office is looking for the black box in Tiger Woods' car crash to clear up questions about the accident. Sources saying Woods could be possibly charged with reckless driving. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has abuses powers. He has a pattern of abusive behavior. He has abused me and my family by calling me and threatening my career in front of my kids, in front of my wife. So we must hold him accountable, not just for his abusive behavior, but his abuse of power. That's what's at stake right now. 9 of my colleagues sent out a memo on Monday after his press conference when he continued to just rope us in and try to rope us in into his web of lies. At that point, I knew that he wasn't going to listen. He's not going to collaborate with the legislature. And we send out a memo for immediate rescinding of his powers. And in that memo, we've also signaled that we should be exploring impeachment process to hold this executive accountable. But it wasn't about the governor. It was about protecting the integrity of the Senate and Assembly.
Assemblyman, if he were to run for a fourth term in 2022, and he emerges the nominee, would you support him?
I can't see myself supporting him for anything politically at this point.
It is not over for Governor Andrew Cuomo, boy. Woo! He is under fire. I love it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't wish demise on anybody. I just think karma is a real thing. The Gestapo governor is getting back what he's dished out all these years. The things that you don't think can take you down when you're that powerful can take you down. And it's going to take him down to Chinatown. Welcome, everybody. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is how you find us. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. This is the radio show. We do a lot of other stuff. I suggest you check it out. I'd ask you a favor. Check out The Flick Fest, THEFLICKFEST. .com, theflickfest.com. Get signed up. Kick the tires for a few days. Let me know what you think about the movies we're posting. This is going to be the next big deal. Get involved. I'm telling you, do me a favor and you'll find out I've done you a favor. That's what most of the things that we do end up becoming, is something you go, Kevin, I'm so glad I paid attention. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks and you'll see what I'm talking about. I can save you a ton of money. Anyway, that was a New York City assemblyman trashing Governor Cuomo. He says the governor abused his powers. He has a pattern of abusive behavior. And he says he was spreading a web of lies. He wanted us to come in and bail him out, and we wouldn't do it, and he needs to be impeached. I'm not going to tell Republicans what to do, but I will tell you, you are crazy if you do not seize the day. It would be a feather in the cap of the Republicans if they reside over the era where they took down Cuomo. I would love to see Trump crush him. Phase one of the Donald Trump rebirth to say, I'm going to take out that rhino. I'm going to take out that liar who claimed that I didn't help New York. You know who killed 15,000 people in New York? By the way, I'm not done with Cuomo. I got a lot to talk about him in this segment because I'm going to get to his other allegations and that his brother being complicit. Cuomo killed 15,000 people. He chuckled about it while doing interviews with his brother. They called it the Cuomo Brothers Comedy Hour. We'll get to that clip in just a second. Get that ready for me. Cuomo. The guy is a tyrant. And what's funny, I don't know who's going after him. I don't know who he got on the bad side of. But they're all over him now. Another person's come out. You know, it's all beginning to hit. Here's what Fox reported about it. Fox News is what I call them. But here's what they reported.
All right, a third woman has come forward with sexual harassment accusations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Her name's Anna Rusch, who has ties to the Obama administration and Biden administration, told the New York Times she met Cuomo at a wedding in 2019, where he allegedly asked her, quote, can I kiss you? The governor has yet to address these latest accusations head on. Will this, coupled with the state's nursing home crisis, where he underreported these deaths, spell the end of him and his political career? Joining us now to discuss this, former prosecutor Remy Spencer. Remy, so this is the third one to come forward. You also have two reporters who said basically they left the business because of him and his administration. What does this mean legally?
Right now, the Attorney General's office is beginning the independent investigation to uncover the first two women who have made allegations, to uncover whether they're true, what the facts are, and find out what happened. That's the normal procedure. That's the law in New York. And interestingly, over the weekend, it was reported that the governor tried to interfere with the way this type of independent investigation unfolds. He wanted to bring in a retired judge that he had a relationship with, and the attorney general said no. And then he asked to bring in another judge who would work with the attorney general in the investigation, and she responded no. She sent out tweets saying that it's not about the integrity of the judges, but that's not the way the process works. Yeah. And the governor knows that. In fact, he was the attorney general a few years ago in this state. So, of course, he knows this. So, ultimately, he conceded. And now the attorney general in New York is beginning that process to find a private, non-political lawyer who is going to engage in a fact-finding mission to see what really happened and whether these allegations are true.
So here's what he said, and so it's amazing what took place over the weekend. First, I'm going to go and pick the person who's going to look into my background, and then he turns it over to the attorney general with subpoena power, and then he had an explanation. At times, at work sometimes, I think I'm being playful and make jokes that I think are funny. I now understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal. I never inappropriately touched anybody. And I never propositioned anybody. And I never intended to make anyone feel uncomfortable. That did not sit well to many of his accusers the next day. They don't think that was a valid excuse. Legally, what did he do for himself with that statement?
Well, interestingly, the timing of this statement was a few hours before it was reported that he had retained a prominent white-collar criminal defense attorney. And as an attorney myself, I think that if the attorney had been retained first, that statement would not have been issued. In many respects, what the governor did was make an admission of guilt, that he, in fact, did make the statements that have been alleged.
Now, she brings up an interesting commentary when she says he's effectively admitted I may have said or done some things and all that. He would have been better off to keep his mouth shut, but he has lawyered up. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Lawyering up. Cuomo. I'm not surprised at all. Can I kiss you? Yeah. They're true. Hey, before we get into some of the other stuff, did you know this? The money at issue, they're talking about some issues around funding that Cuomo did, was $12.5 million, a deposit for 1,000 ventilators from Please Me LLC, a company that had never been before sold the high-tech devices, but whose product line included sex toys, children's books, and other items. This is from the New York Post. This is who New York gave a contract to. $12.5 million to a Chinese company. I wonder if anybody will follow the money and see where that leads back. And what about this story? Any idea what the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo meant when he told an attractive young female reporter to, quote, eat the whole sausage? Just a touch of in your endo in that statement, I'd say. Did you see the video? There's no audio on it, but somebody put down the words as he was saying, and I guess maybe there was audio on another one. But he said that to somebody, and he's all smiles as he makes this suggestive double entendre to this very lovely reporter. But we didn't hear much about it until these recent allegations against the dictator of New York. Wasn't it Cuomo who said, be kind to everyone? Because that saying is, you might meet them on your way down. Well, I would say to Andrew Cuomo, you are definitely on your way down, sir. And again, I say this, I don't know who issued the fatwa against him, but the hit doesn't look like it's going to be canceled. I knew this day would come, folks, when Cuomo decided not to enter the race for the presidency, a crowd of nobodies. And the dictator of New York refused to enter the fray. And on top of that, the front runner was a then 77-year-old corrupt white dude with dementia. If there's any time you're going to insert yourself into the equation, that would be it. But he didn't do it. And it made me question why. Why would you not want to say, you know what, I think I'm better than Biden, I'm better than all the other candidates. Whoever was going to get the nomination was going to win because the Democrats and Dominion saw to that. Why didn't Cuomo use that as his time to do what he would really want to do? He wanted to be president. His dad wanted to be president. They want a Cuomo presidency.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, the dictator, the Gestapo governor is what I call him. He has been targeted for termination. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, folks. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I suspect they want Cuomo to deny this stuff, but he's now come out and he's apologized, but he isn't stepping down. More women getting trotted out daily. They're not done with him. Finally, these women are ready to speak against that sexual predator. This other woman, she said something. It was kind of lame. Like, he asked me, could he kiss me? I mean, at least he asked, you know. Another woman, he just kissed her smack on the lips. That was one of the allegations against him, and I believe it. He just kissed her.
I'm the governor. You will love me. You will love me no matter what.
Oh, that's right. It's not Schwarzenegger. But you get what I'm saying, right? So this other lady says, he asked me to kiss me. Well, I don't consider that a big deal, but it may depend on how he asks, right? Like, hey, can I kiss you or what? Right? It's like, anyway, you get what I'm saying. It can be misconstrued. One of the biggest sexual predators, here's some irony, sits his butt in the White House right now, Captain Demento. The dude who has kissed little girls and rubbed on them and rubbed up against wives of men that he's giving awards to and stuff. This dude is the biggest sexual predator on the planet, and he's got to be lapping the old Cuomo. That is, if he's coherent enough to know what's going on. Hey, Joe, is this thing on? Hey, Joe. Yep. If CNN were a real news network, they would be covering this story. Instead, they would be embarrassed by two things, really. Their ratings and their anchors. But there's a lady that calls them out because she's saying one of their anchors, and we'll get to him in just a second, is a hypocrite. But let's talk about the ratings of CNN. If it were like all things leftist, and it is, if the network weren't putting its thumb on the scale, broadcasting in airports and bars and things like that in schools, it would rank lower than, well, Fox News these days. Take that, Fox News. This is the same tactic, folks, that's used to prop up the NFL and the NBA, you know, in the days of being woke. If you notice, none of those things do very well in households. They do okay in bars. You know, the only time I see the NBA or the NFL is if I'm at a restaurant or a bar. That's it. I have no idea what their numbers would be if they took it away, but I know this, it would fall substantially. But I digress. Let's go back to CNN, and let's talk about the reason that this propaganda network should be embarrassed. The second reason is its anchors. Forget its stats. Its anchors. Don Lemon, undoubtedly the worst host on TV, the dumbest guy on TV, and I'm including Al Sharpton as an anchor back in the day. Dumb. Put another way, I thought AOC was dumb until I heard Don Lemon. But what about the rest of the lineup? Jake Tapper, loud, as we would say. Anderson Cooper used to have credibility, but he sold out long ago. And now we've got Fredo Cuomo. And I'm not even mentioning some of the lesser known anchors who are even worse than some of them. I think Poppy left, or was she on MSNBC? I don't know. But here's what Maureen Callahan wrote to Fredo. But before we do that, no, let's wait. Yeah, let me tell you what Maureen Callahan in the New York Post, what she wrote to Fredo. She says, is there a bigger joke in broadcast news than Chris Cuomo? Now he says he cannot cover his brother, Governor Andrew Cuomo, because it's a conflict of interest. You don't say. Apparently no such conflict arose when Chris constantly hosted his brother during the height of the pandemic, tastelessly turning his nightly news into the Cuomo Brothers variety show. Now let's play the clip so you can see what she's talking about, how he fawned over his big brother and just made a mockery of what he does.
My brother, thank you for coming back to the show. Mom told me I had to. Dad tried to have a curfew for me. I never got past the resentment, but I do believe you'll see more tightening if the numbers don't slow.
Your problems with the curfew.
It's the least of your problems, just so you know. I never fight. You violated the curfew all the time. Caused much pain, but that's a different story.
No matter how hard you're working, there's always time to call Mom. She wants to hear from you, just so you know.
Yeah, I called Mom. I called Mom just before I came on this show.
It's not what
By
she
the
said.
Way, she said I was her favorite.
She never said
Good
that.
Good news is, she said you were her second favorite.
Is it true that when you were having the test administered, you inhaled and the doctor's finger went all the way up your nose and got stuck and had to be released with a tool? Is that true? Just to deal
no,
with the record.
She She wanted to comment that I have a little button nose. Mm. This was the actual swab that was being used to fit up that double barrel shotgun that you have mounted on the front of your pretty face. That swab is like a piece of lint going in that thing in your face. That's How not, could it have collected anything? Not, it was like throwing a rock around a cave.
That is so not right.
Was it this?
That is
or
just
was
not
it
right.
this? Tell people the truth. Come on, let
that
go.
Is not,
Come on, which was?
This is not love.
Oh, look at the two brothers playfully, you know, gleefully just going on and on about the swab going up his nose as Killer had unleashed the virus in the old folks community and killed 15,000 plus New York citizens. And they're joking. Yep. Lil Bro didn't mention his brother's record-setting death spree when he was interviewing him. Callahan wrote, "The governor took time out of his busy schedule, consisting of daily ego baths, dressed up as press conferences, and writing a book about leadership while allegedly sexually harassing at least one young employee and eugenically shunting old people with COVID into nursing homes and certain death to answer hard-hitting questions and accusations such as the ones I just played." And then she goes on to describe all the things that little bro asked. The funniest part of that was the daily ego baths, because it was so accurate. Cuomo was positioning to move ahead of other Democrats. And somewhere along the way, somebody went, uh-uh. We're not going to let him get away with this. He's doing these daily pressers. He's making himself bigger than life. Keep in mind, New York politics is a big deal. People all over the world want to know what's happening there. It's got its own ecosystem. But is it bigger than Nancy Pelosi? Is it bigger than Chuck Schumer? Is it bigger than the cabal that got Joe Biden illegally put into office through voter fraud? I don't think so. And somebody, I don't know who it was, I don't even care, said, let's cut him off at the knees. As I consider how CNN allowed this rat frat to occur between these two brothers, I was reminded of the polling during the election and now, and the media wonders why this fake news moniker sticks. You had the Cuomo brothers ignoring death, fudging death counts, fudging what was going on in the hospitals, fudging everything. Meanwhile, Big Bro is, you know, got his finger on the pulse, if you will, wink, wink, of a lot of women. And they're like frat bros. I mean, having a good time. I don't know who decided it was time to end it, but they did. And it just goes to show you the fickle nature of leftism, because Cuomo was a stud. Only a few months ago, this guy was calling his own shots. He was bullying people into silence. These women dare not speak out against him. That congressman we played earlier in the broadcast who spoke out against him dare not do that. Dare not call him a bully and say he's been doing this for a long time. And he tried to get us to lie about the data. And the woman who was a whistleblower who accidentally, I don't know if it was an accident, said, yeah, we covered up the data. He's got a bigger scandal than that. And it's actually smaller. Because you know what? In the scheme of things, powerful men get women thrown at them. Maybe this is just the Me Too movement doing what it does. But I don't even care. I'm glad to see this guy go down because he deserves it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.